Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cursive Workbook for Teens and Young Adults by Kayla Penn is a practical handwriting workbook focused on helping older learners build or refine modern cursive skills. Positioned within the penmanship and educational workbook category, it is designed for teens and young adults who want clear guidance rather than decorative calligraphy instruction. Publicly available descriptions present it as a step-by-step guide that begins with foundational letter formation and gradually moves toward connected writing, words, and longer passages. Its purpose is not only to teach cursive technique, but also to improve legibility, confidence, and everyday writing fluency. The workbook emphasizes consistent practice through tracing, copying, and repeated writing exercises, making it suitable for beginners as well as learners returning to cursive after limited exposure. Its modern framing is important because it treats cursive as a useful personal and academic skill rather than a purely nostalgic one. And that practical orientation gives the book a clear role to help learners develop handwriting that is readable, smooth, and personally expressive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a step-by-step path from basic strokes to full cursive writing. A central strength of this workbook is its progressive teaching structure. Rather than assuming prior comfort with cursive, it appears to guide learners from the most basic level upward. That matters especially for teens and young adults, many of whom may have had limited cursive instruction or may be relearning handwriting after years of typing. The book is described as covering individual letter formation first, then moving into joined letters, words, and complete sentences. This sequence reflects a sound instructional model because cursive becomes much easier when learners first gain control over shape, slant, spacing, and rhythm at the letter level. By building in stages, the workbook likely reduces frustration and helps learners notice improvement more quickly. The method also supports retention, since connected writing depends on confident motor patterns established through repetition. A workbook organized this way serves both true beginners and those with uneven skills because it lets users strengthen weak foundations before attempting smoother writing. In practical terms, the step-by-step design turns cursive from something intimidating into a trainable habit, making steady progress feel achievable rather than overwhelming. Secondly, modern cursive as legible everyday handwriting. The book presents cursive not as ornamental pen art but as modern, legible handwriting that can function in daily life. This distinction is important. Many handwriting books fall either into elementary practice or decorative calligraphy. While this workbook seems aimed at usable penmanship for school, journaling, notes, and personal correspondence, the emphasis on a beautiful yet readable script suggests a balance between style and clarity. That is especially relevant for the intended audience, since teens and young adults often want writing that looks mature and distinctive without becoming hard to read. By framing cursive as a modern skill, the workbook also counters the idea that handwriting is obsolete. Even in a digital environment, legible cursive can support personal expression, note-taking, signatures, and handwritten communication. A practical workbook in this category succeeds when it helps learners create writing that feels natural to produce and easy for others to follow. Based on available descriptions, this book aligns with that goal. Its focus seems less about mastering historical forms and more about developing a neat personal script. That practical orientation gives the workbook broad appeal to learners who want improvement they can immediately use. Thirdly, practice variety that builds fluency and keeps motivation high. Another notable feature is the variety of practice material included in the workbook. Public descriptions mention exercises involving letters, numbers, quotes, poems, and paragraphs. This matters because handwriting improvement depends on repetition, but repetition can quickly become dull if every page follows the same pattern. A mix of tracing, copying, and independent writing helps learners move from guided practice to more confident production. Numbers add an everyday dimension, while quotes and longer passages encourage rhythm, spacing, and endurance across lines of text. Poems and paragraph work can also expose learners to varied letter combinations and natural sentence flow, which is useful for developing smooth connections between letters. For teens and young adults, motivation is often shaped by whether practice feels mechanical or meaningful. Content that includes recognizable forms of real writing can make the learning experience more engaging and less childish. That is an important point in a workbook aimed at older learners who may resist materials that feel too basic or juvenile. By combining skill drills with more natural writing practice, the workbook appears to support both technical improvement and sustained interest, which are essential for measurable penmanship progress. Fourthly, confidence building through repetition and visible improvement. A recurring theme in the book description is confidence. In handwriting instruction, confidence is more than encouragement. it is the result of repeated successful practice. Many learners avoid cursive because they associate it with inconsistency, awkward joins, or difficulty reading their own work. A workbook that offers gradual exercises and repeatable formats can change that experience by making improvement visible. Tracing first, then copying, then writing independently is a useful progression because it gives the hand and eye time to coordinate. As learners repeat forms and begin to notice smoother lines and more stable spacing, confidence tends to grow naturally. This is especially relevant for older learners who may feel self-conscious about weak handwriting. A teen or young adult often benefits from material that respects their maturity while still offering enough structure to make learning manageable. The workbook appears to address that need by focusing on ease, clarity, and steady development rather than perfection. Confidence also affects consistency. People who feel capable are more likely to keep practicing. In that sense, the book is not only about producing attractive cursive, but also about helping users become comfortable enough with the skill to actually use it in real contexts. Lastly, designed specifically for teens and young adults, the audience focus is one of the book's most defining qualities. Many cursive workbooks are written either for small children or for adults interested in decorative lettering, leaving older beginners in an awkward middle ground. Kayla Penn's book appears to address that gap directly. Its language and positioning suggest that it is tailored for learners who want age-appropriate presentation, practical exercises, and a sense that cursive can still matter in contemporary life. This audience choice shapes the value of the workbook in several ways. First, it likely avoids the overly juvenile visuals or examples that can discourage teen learners. Second, it appears to emphasize usable handwriting rather than artistic specialization, which fits the real goals of many students and young adults. Third, it recognizes that this age group may want handwriting that reflects personal identity and maturity. The idea of developing a personal, modern cursive style is especially relevant here, because young writers often want both competence and individuality. A workbook designed with their needs in mind can make practice feel more respectful and purposeful. That targeted positioning helps the book stand out within a crowded category of generic penmanship materials. In conclusion, Cursive Workbook for Teens and Young Adults is best suited for learners who want a structured, approachable way to improve handwriting without moving into specialized calligraphy. Beginners, students who never fully learned cursive, and young adults who want neater penmanship for personal or academic use are the most obvious audience. The practical benefit is clear. The workbook supports legible formation, connected writing, legibility, and writing confidence through a gradual sequence of exercises. Because it includes varied practice formats, it also encourages sustained engagement, which is often the deciding factor in whether handwriting actually improves. What helps this book stand out is its realistic positioning. It is not simply a children's workbook repackaged for older users, and it does not seem to promise artistic mastery beyond its scope. Instead, it focuses on modern cursive as a usable skill, taught in a step-by-step way that respects the needs of teens and young adults. That combination of clear structure, age-appropriate framing, and emphasis on readable everyday script gives it a distinct place among handwriting workbooks. For readers looking to build smoother, more attractive penmanship through steady practice, it offers a straightforward and accessible path. If you would like to support Kalala Pen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.